as we say good morning to Alyssa Rowe from Comfort Keepers. Good morning, Alyssa. Tell us about Comfort Keepers for those that may not be aware.
So Comfort Keepers offers in-home care services in and around Peterborough area. We are all about elevating human spirit.
Does that happen?
So in-home care services, we can visit clients in their own home, offering them some meal support, grocery shopping, housekeeping, some personal support worker, anything that way they would need in the home right now.
So certainly at this time with COVID-19, I'm sure this is a service that's very well received.
Absolutely, yes. Very busy.
I can only imagine. So how did Comfort Keepers sort of come to be? Is it something that's locally based, or is it something that's an offshoot from another organization, or...?
So we are actually across Canada and in the States and worldwide. It's been in Canada for about 20 plus years now. I worked for another franchise here in Canada for about 6 years, and my husband and I moved to Peterborough, which is Barrie, Ontario's home, and opened up here locally about a year ago.
Fantastic. So obviously, I'm assuming, as we just alluded to there a few moments ago, your operation, your business is up and running right now.
Yes, it is. Yes.
How have you been able to utilize your service to help support your clients even more so now during COVID-19?
Yeah, so for the first 6 weeks that COVID-19 hit, we were offering free of charge grocery shopping to seniors in and around the Peterborough area. We just wanted to make sure everyone in this crisis was getting the support they needed. So that was one of the first things we did. Now we're doing a lot of our, day-to-day care services, but we are offering a one-hour check-in service as well weekly if that's needed over the phone.
And how is that utilized? So again, you talk about some in-home services, some grocery shopping, mm-hmm. those sort of things. Is there much contact between the workers and the clients?
So right now we're doing our best to limit one caregiver for one client, just to eliminate any sort of contamination away. We normally do visits in long-term care retirement residences. We are not doing that right now. Is that what you wanted?
I'm sure that must be difficult to sort of keep up with when you talk about one client per one for one worker. I mean, obviously that must stretch things a little bit thin.
We are stretched very thin. We are hiring right now. We're looking for staff. We're doing our very best. We stay in touch with our staff and our clients on a weekly basis. You know, we have all the appropriate protective equipment that we need today. We have it. And we're just doing our best to give them all the training that they need and communicate with them as much as we can right now through this.
And are these clients, are these people that are living at home, living in condos, seniors, residents, a mixture of all?
So it's a mixture of all right now, but again, we are not doing any visits within a long-term care or a retirement residence. So it's condos, it's senior apartments, it's in their own home right now.
Chat with Alyssa Rowe from Comfort Keepers here on PTPT Live. This is 10 Questions at 10:45. So again, not offering or taking on any new clients right now, but is this something that a business that continues to grow outside, well, I guess we're in normal times?
So you know what? We are accepting new clients. We have screening protocols in place. We do everything virtually right now. So we are accepting new clients, but we do hope to continue to grow once things, quote unquote, settle down to normal. Absolutely.
How are you able to keep contact? I know that, of course, having that one-on-one contact, we can talk about that here as well, that one-on-one contact between the worker and the client. But how are you able to keep your clients up to breast as to how things might be changing, how things might have been evolving, either going forward or maybe in the past month?
Honestly, we are on the phone with them every day. We are in touch via email with them or their family members. We have a newsletter that we send out normally monthly that we do generally every 2 weeks now. But we just communicate. It is a lot of phone calls right now and doing virtual Zoom or FaceTime meetings as well to stay in touch.
A lot of these seniors are doing a good job of keeping in touch with technology, mm-hmm. eh?
Yes, they are. And you know what? Phone calling for most of them works the best. So we are doing that to the best of our ways. You know, it's just me and my administrative in the office right now. Well, not in the office, but in the office. Mm-hmm. And we're on the phone all day, every day, staying in touch with them.
What extra protocols are in place right now? You mentioned, of course, the one-on-one. How mm-hmm. other ways are you finding in order to keep everyone, both clients and your support staff, safe?
So staying in touch with our staff is very important, staying up to date with if they've got any possible symptoms. I am every single day dropping off appropriate protective equipment, gloves, mask, hand sanitizer to them. And so when we go into a client's home, there's a screening that they do with every client before they even enter the home as well. Even if it's an ongoing client they see every day, we do that screening protocol for every single visit to make sure everyone's safe.
Chatting with Alyssa Rowe from Comfort Keepers, comfortkeepers.ca. You can check in on that website and see what they're all about. 10 questions at 10:45 here on Extra 90.5. Have you come across any limitations in your new model through the COVID-19 process? Again, I'm sure the one thing I can probably think of off the top of my head is that social aspect between, again, the workers and the clients.
Yes, absolutely. That is hard. It's been hard for us, again, with staffing. We are welcome anyone, whether they have experience or not. We can do every training they need for us. So we definitely have some limitations with staffing. For the first 4 weeks, we had a lot of limitation with protective equipment. We didn't have masks. We didn't have the hand sanitizer. Now we're up to stock. So that was a big limitation. And just kind of switching everything, doing things from home, that was a limitation for us. It was really hard to kind of adjust. We were used to day-to-day being in the office and having our normal routine, and making that change back to the home was a big change for us. It was difficult.
Is there anything that you've learned through this process that you went, well, okay, this works. This is maybe something that we might want to continue to do after we get back to quote unquote normal.
I think I'm loving the porch drop-offs. I really am. I don't get to see my staff as often as I would like in a normal world, quote unquote. Right now, I'm seeing them at least every week by dropping off supplies to them, and I am loving it from a distance. You know, we do a porch drop-off contactless, but I get to see their smile, give them a wave, and away I go. I think I'm going to continue that after COVID-19.
Sounds great. Alyssa from Comfort Keepers. Thank you. And how can people get more information in regards to what your services are and how they can get signed up?
Yeah, so just give us a call, 243-4042. Check us out on social media. You can send me an email. You can check out our website. But just give me a call. I'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Alyssa, thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You guys keep doing a great job.
Thank you. You as well.
Peterborough's rocking this, so everyone stay safe.
There we go. Thanks, Alyssa. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.